Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The sitcom The Office, the most watched show on Netflix last year, will be leaving the service at the end of 2020, heading to NBC's new streaming channel. Let's get the latest on the streaming wars from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv. Tom, so The Office is heading away from Netflix, and Netflix certainly has enjoyed having it there.
They sure have. You know, there's nothing like being able to buy the rights to a hit show. Content is king, and this is proving that. But you have to also ask yourself how Netflix is going to proceed going forward. They kind of had some beginner's luck. They created some hit shows and said to themselves, well, gosh, this is easy. So we have these rights we've bought. We've got the major network's killer content. We've got our own killer content. Everything looks good going forward. Well, uh-oh, guess what? Content is king. The networks don't necessarily want to sell you the rights to those programs wholesale if they can find a way to start their own channel and turn around and sell them retail. Why wouldn't you? So you're going to see this refractionalization of the streaming universe.
Which seems like it's going to cause Netflix to have to spend even more money on more original content.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's trying to create hit shows is a huge cash suck. Talent is spread thin. Finding that hit show, like I said, early on to them, I think it kind of felt easy. They had a few, but they're about to find out what a slog it is, that they are going to have to produce and launch 15 new things to maybe get one hit, they hope. The success ratio is low, and Netflix is going to be subject to that just like everybody else. And they're going to lose their backbone to some degree of these shows that already exist that they're able to pay wholesale for, because the owners of that content have decided to do their own thing.
Now, let's talk about that, because you have so many different streaming services now that are launching. At some point, the consumer is going to say, hey, I don't want to pay this monthly fee to have all of these different streaming services, and there's going to be some winners and losers.
Oh, absolutely. I have said for years on this program, too, that I think all these dongles and USB hubs and HDMI ports and the boxes that are stacking on top of my television, that it looks like Frankenstein. This is clearly a transitional technology. You've had this aggregation and now this fragmentation. I think the next step is going to be a new form of aggregation, probably web-based, with real strong tools on the IP side that allow the user to create their own a la carte menus. They create their own cable television, if you will, through the IP pathway into their homes. It's going to be complex. I don't know what it's going to look like. There are some major technical hurdles to overcome when it comes to things like listing services and those kinds of things. But that's how I see it going long term. Don't ask me to explain it, though.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it really is a challenge. And to see where it's going is a challenge, too. I guess what each of the networks is hoping for, in Disney and other places, is that they have one or two hits that people want so badly that they'll be willing to pay for it and maybe pay for all of them.
Yeah, and here we kind of go back into the wheelhouses of the long-term content creators, the Disneys of the world, the Paramounts of the world, people who have that experience, that have that bank account to be able to do that. And I think the model's changing a little bit, too. You know, Netflix is built for binging. Episodes don't have a satisfying conclusion. You've got to go to the next one and then the next one. Whereas these more snackable style shows that the networks create that come and go and begin and end in 25 minutes, they're a little bit of a different model. So how is the consumer going to react to that? Is the old model going to prevail even in a new environment? I think those are a lot of the interesting questions we have going forward, and to see if Netflix can sustain its spend.
Yeah, fascinating to be watching this. Thank you, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.